Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Hey, and I am very jet lagged from my trip to the States, Baruch Hashem. So, what happens when you wake up at 4 in the morning on Rosh Chodesh Elul? Baruch Hashem, you get up and you learn some Torah, and it's as close to learn Torah with you, but I am going to try and keep my voice down so I don't wake anybody. So, I apologize if it's not as clear, if it doesn't come through, but hopefully it will. Be clear enough. So we're here on Daf Hey at the top, right? We've talked about the source for Kiddushei Bia and Kiddushei Kesef, right? Kiddushei Kesef was a combination of Kicha Kicha Mishdei Ephron and V'yatzachinam in Kesef. The Pasuk says, in terms of Kiddushei Bia, the Pasuk says, Uba'ala, right? Pretty straightforward. That we did at the end of yesterday's Daf. And now the Gemara turns its attention to Shtar. What about the third method to marry a woman? It says the Gemara on top of Hey Mad Aleph, Minayin Sh'af B'Shtar. Right? How do you know you can also marry a woman with a shtar? So the Gemara says, "Vidinu." It's a logic. It makes sense. It's a kal v'chomer. We're going to have a lot of logic back and forth, learning one from the next on today's daf. So get on your thinking caps, and hopefully it'll come out okay. Vidinu, and it's a logic. It makes sense. Right? Ma kesef she'en motzi machnis kesef. It does not work for gerishin, right, to divorce somebody, but it does work to marry someone. So shtar shemotzi, so therefore a shtar that can divorce someone, eino din shemachnis, certainly should be able, right, to marry someone. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Right, again, and we're going to do a lot of this just in terms of methodology. The Gemara will often compare two things, assume that one is stronger than the other, but then bring up a reason why the second thing, the weaker one, the supposed weaker one, is not as weak. It has other abilities, it has other strengths, and therefore you can't learn one from the next, right? When if you're learning a Kal V'Chomer, right, you have to assume that one element of the Kal V'Chomer is stronger than the other. If this works, certainly that works, right? That assumes that this is stronger than that. But if you can prove that the second thing has some sort of strength that the first thing doesn't have, so then there's no Kal V'Chomer, right? There's no obvious logical inference, right, that you can learn one for the next. So the Gemara does that right here. It says Malak Kesef. Kesef is not weaker than Shtar. You can redeem Hekdesh and Meiser Sheni, right? You can redeem from Hekdesh an item that belongs to Beis Hamikdash, or you can redeem Meiser Sheni and bring the money to Yushalayim. You can't do that with Shtar. So Tomar B'Shtar, Shein Podim Bo Hekdesh and Meiser Sheni. So therefore, you can't say that Shtar is more powerful than Kesef, because Kesef does these things, these two things. Dikhtiv, because the Pasuk says, V'nasa na Kesef akam lo. So the Gemara says, you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer from Shtar to Kesef, so therefore we're left, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yatza v'haysa le'ish acher. Right, the Pasuk says, V'yatza me'beso v'ha'alcha v'haysa le'ish acher. Right, V'yatza is leaving marriage, V'haysa is coming into a marriage, right? V'yatza me'beso, she leaves her house, i.e. she gets divorced. V'ha'alcha v'haysa le'ish acher, she goes and she is with another man, meaning she marries another man. So, makish havaya li'yatziya. So we connect getting married to getting divorced. Ma yitzia b'shtar, af havaya nami b'shtar. Just like you can get divorced with a shtar, so too you can also get married with a shtar. So Gemara says, v'akish nami yitzia l'havaya. So okay, so if you're connecting marriage and divorce and marriage, so you should go a step further. Ma havaya b'kesef, af yitzia b'kesef. So maybe just like you can get married with money, you can also get divorced with money. So Amar Abaye says, no, yomru kesef, machnis kesef, motzi, senegar, yasuka, tegar. How could you say that? Right, because the same thing that you're going to marry someone with, you're going to get divorced with, that senegar, which is the defense attorney, right, is going to, and the categories, we know that from Yom Noraim, right? That's already, we have, that the accusing angel, et cetera, right? Those phrases are perhaps familiar to us from Yom Noraim's times, which we're dealing with right now. But how in the world could you make the defender into the accuser, meaning something that is positive, right? The defense attorney, right, that marries someone, shouldn't be turned into a negative, into an accusing thing, through and therefore divorce. So we shouldn't say that Kesef can also divorce someone if it can marry someone. So the Gemara says, Yehachi Shtarnami. Okay, but if you're going to say the same thing, you can't use the same item for divorce and marriage, so you just told me you can use a get for both, not a get, but a shtar for both of them. Right, so shtar nami, yomer shtar motzi shtar machnis, kategor yes seneger. So why in the world can you use shtar for both of them? This Gemara says, no, because mili dehai shtar alechud, mili dehai shtar alechud. Well, those shtaros, those documents are very different. Right? The get is very different. We just talked about get, right? The lines in the get, 12, whatever it is, 12, like there's a tofes, there's a toref, right? We just finished the mesechta. That is very different than a shtar. To marry a woman is harayat mekudeshesli, written out on a shtar. Okay, that's a very different document. So Gemara says, okay, but hachanami kais b'lechud, hai kais b'lechud. Okay, but the money is also different. Right? If you look at Rashi, right? Because you know that Rashi says a fourth wide line, because you knows no mefarish almanas mahu knows no. Right? He says what that money is for. Right? $100 you gave to married to marry. He says, please marry me, and then he gives her $100 and says, please divorce me. Theoretically, right? Those are different. So Gemara says, no, tiva mia gachadu. Still, that's the same thing. Right? It doesn't say that, as Rashi says, it's not written in the actual item itself that it's different. It's still the same $100. Right? It's not recognizable from the dollar bill. You didn't write it on the dollar bill. So Vayishtar is different, right? Because you have it written in there. They're completely different. But using the same item, the same $100 bill, without just an Amira attached to it, right? That's not different enough. Okay, fine. So we're back to, we have the Pasuk of Yatzah V'Haisa. That teaches me, right, that you can get married, right, with a shtar, just like you can get divorced with a shtar, so too you can get married with a shtar as well. Rava says, one second, sorry, just to check something. Okay, fine. Okay, Rava, I'm a crab because of luck. Rava gives another reason why you can't use kesef for gerishin, for divorce. I'm a crab, Pasuk says, because of luck. Right, because of luck, what's a Pasuk by get, because of Vasifer Krisus, but Nasim Beoda, right? Again, from Pasuk you're familiar with from the last Masechta, perhaps. Right? He writes her a document that severs the marriage. B'ksiv Miskaresha, Esfina Miskaresha, B'kesef. It's only, right, through writing that you can get divorced, not through money. So why don't we darshan out? You can only get divorced through writing, and you can't get married through writing. So because the Pasuk says, okay, v'yachatzavahisa, right? And that's what we just did. Right? Makesh, etc. We connect marriage, right, to divorce. The Gemara says, well, Maraisa, well, what did you see to learn the hekesh that way? You should learn it the other way, the other ways we suggested. I mean, maybe it should tell me something about that kesef. Why are you telling me that kesef can't be used for gerushin? Maybe you should tell me that you can't use shtar for kiddushin. So Gemara says, "Mistavra kai begerushin, my begerushin, kai begerushin, and we might be kiddushin." It makes a lot more sense to say that a pasuk that is talking about divorce should tell me something about divorce. Right? The pasuk is talking about because of law sefer krisus. Right? This is how you get divorced. You write a shtar. Right, so therefore it makes sense that it should exclude money from getting divorced, as opposed to teaching me that you cannot use a shtar for kiddushin. Right, it should tell me a halacha about gerushin, not a halacha about kiddushin. The Rabbi Yosei Glili Da'afik Le'ilai Kral Adrasha Achrine She'ena Meshgareshes Bekesef Minolei. So okay, so according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, who uses this pasuk to teach me, because of Allah teaches me something else. Right, so how does he know that you can't get divorced through money, right? What does Rabbi Yossi use that pasuk for? So he teaches me that we did in the beginning of Gittin, I forget exactly where, right? That you can't write a get, you can't write a get on an animal that's alive, right? That you have to write it on an object that is not moving, right? I think also another something else, I forget exactly. It's an animal and something else, but you can't write a get on those items. I'm blanking on what it is. Does Rashi mention? No, he just points out it's a daf chafalaf and gittin. Okay, so Rabbi Yosei Glili says that use that pasuk to teach me you can't write a get on certain items. So how does he know that you can't get divorced through money? So Amakra, he says, because he uses a different part of the pasuk. Pasuk says sefer krisus, right? Because of law, right? You should write for her sefer krisus, right? A sefer that annuls, that severs the marriage. Sefer korta vein dever achar korta, right? It's only a book, right? Only something you write on, right? Only a piece of paper that gets rid of a marriage and nothing else. Ah, v'rabbanan ha'krisus mayav dilei. Okay, that's a pretty good source. So what do the chachamim do with that pasuk? So mibayle ledever akoris beno lebeno. That it has to fully, so then you need to break a marriage, you need something that fully severs, right, the marriage. You can't have something that maybe severs the marriage. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, again, this is familiar to you from Gittin. The guy says, here's your get on condition you don't drink wine, on the condition that you don't go to your father's house. So, la'olam, forever. So, Einza Krisus, that doesn't work, because she could always just go to her father's house and annul the get. So, the get has to be something that fully severs, that leaves no possibility, right, for her to undo the get. So if you're telling me she could just go to her father's house and then they would still be married, so that's not a good severance, right, of the marriage. But if you say kol shloshim yom, if you give it a time limit and say as long as you don't go to your father's house for 30 days, okay, so when 30 days are up, so then everything is done, right? The tanai is fulfilled, and they get his chal, and that's what the Gemara says, Ariza Krisus. Okay, fine. So that's what the Chachamim use that for. And Rabbi Yosef Glili, how does he learn that then? Right? Mikar is Krisus, Kanafkalei. He learns it from the fact that the Pasuk says, Sefer Krisus, and not Sefer Kares. For Rabbanan, what does the Rabbanan do with that? So Kares Krisus, Lamashmalu, they don't think that that's a proper drasha. They don't think that's necessary. That's not notable. And therefore, they don't learn anything from that. Okay. Now, the Gemara provided three psukim, right, from Kesef Shtar Bia, right? Kesef, we said, Kicha Kicha Mista Ephron, and Viyazachinam in Kasef, right? And then we have the Pasuk of Ubala by Bia, and then we said, Beshtar, right now, Viyazah. So the Gemara says, and we tried to learn Kavachomers back and forth. Why do we need these psukim, right? We ultimately, right, resolved all those Kavachomers. So the Gemara just points out, Chada b'chada lo asir. You can't learn Kesef from Bia, or Shtar from Bia, or Kesef from Shtar, right? You can't, from one to one, you can't learn, right? So you can't learn just like Shtar works, so too Kesef, or just like Bia works, so too Kesef, right? That, you can't do that, right? We just did that for the last couple of blocks, right? It doesn't work. But maybe Tezi Chada mitarti. So why don't we learn one of these ways to get married from two of them? Right, let's learn, I don't know, Kesef from Shtar and Bia. So the Gemara says, well, it doesn't work, because Hi Tasi, which one are you going to learn from the other two? Right, there's something that is different about the other two that can't teach me necessarily, therefore, about the third one. And the Gemara presents and exactly explains, right, which all of them are incompatible. You can't necessarily learn any singular way to get married from the other two. Hey, Tasi, which one are you going to learn? If you tell me that you don't need a pasuk by Shtar and you can learn it from Kesef and Bia, Kesef and Bia have much more hana, there's much more benefit than a Shtar. Shtar is a piece of paper. Maybe we should leave out the pasuk by Bia and you can learn it out from Kesef, the fact that Kesef and Shtar work for marriage. Well, Kesef and Shtar, right, have a greater power than Bia because they can acquire anything, right? They're always used for acquisition. So they can't tell me anything about Bia. So lo nechtav rachman of Kesef etezi mehanach, or maybe you should say that we shouldn't have a pasuk by money, and you can learn it out from the fact that Shtar and Bia work, so therefore definitely Kesef works to marry a woman. That doesn't work either, because malahanach sheken yeshna ba'korchach. Shtar and Bia work against her will. But you have scenarios where those two items can be used, right, to marry a woman against her will. Right? If you look at Rashi, what scenarios is that? So Bia is by Yavama, and Shtar by a get. Right, in terms of the context of marriage, right, a shtar, right, is a get, unfortunately, is chal bal korcha against a woman's will, not unfortunately, but it's also to do so. You're not allowed to divorce a woman, right, against her will. That's a cherem de Berea Gershon. But, it technically works without her das. And Bia by Yavama, right? Again, we learned in Yavama that if Rachma Letzlan, the Yavam rapes the Yavama, right, they are fully married, that works. So those work bal korcha. And Kesef does not. And if you'll tell me Kesef nami balkarcha, but doesn't Kesef also work against the woman's will? In what scenario? By Ama Ivria, where the father sells his daughter. So okay, but there is no scenario by marriage where Kesef will work balkarcha. Tosus on the bottom, right, as a whole, back and forth, right, in terms of that last definition, that last line of the Gemara, right, if you just read a little bit, right, first of all, Kasher Rabbeinu Tam, Mzeh Chashav Bal Korcha, if the Masha Av Mocher is Bito Bal Korcha, right, if the Gemara suggested, right, that Kesef works Bal Korcha against her will, if with the sale of an Ami Ivria, Zem Kein Mai Kamar Avunu Lekameh, Kesef Beishus, Amilo Ashkechan, right, I mean, what about the following case, right, and the father can not only sell his daughter as Nama Ivria, he can also marry her off, right? He can also, we just talked about for the last couple of blood, her father can marry off his daughter Akitana, right? Yesterday we mentioned it at length. Father can marry his daughter off, because of against her will. So Rabbeinu Tam answers, right? Since the father is in place of the daughter in the Kiddushin, it's not considered against her will. Okay. And he says, okay, he keeps on going. Right there, right? You can check out the Tosos over there, but it's fascinating back and forth. Okay, fine. Beseder, you can poke around that Tosus over there. He has a whole arichus. Is another way to answer for Rashi's explanation of the Bal Korchach stuff. All right, not for a Daf Yomi Limud. Okay, weiter. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna says Chupa Kona Mikal V'Chomer. Ravuna says we had three ways to marry a woman in the Mishnah. I'll give you a fourth. And this we alluded to on Daf Gimel. But he says that chuppah also works, not to do nisuin like we do nowadays, right? Again, nisuin being the second stage of marriage, but it also works for kiddushin, for the first days of marriage. And it says, I'll prove it to you from a kal v'chomer. Ma kesef sheino macho betruman kone, kesef, money, right, does not allow a woman to eat truma, right? An eris, an arusa, a woman who has done the first stage of marriage to a kohen, but not the second stage, is not yet allowed to eat truma, right? And that works for kiddushin. The chuppah, right, but in the second stage of marriage, after a woman is fully married to a kohen through chuppah, through nisuin, right, that does obviously allow her to eat truma, and that mishemachal is betruma, and it didn't just tikna. So certainly, right, a chuppah allows her to eat truma, it should also, right, allow her to get married, to do kiddushin in the first place, right? Again, the kesef does not allow her to eat truma, and that does do kiddushin, and chuppah, that does allow her to eat truma, certainly, therefore, should be able to do kiddushin. The Gemara says, kesef ain't a machal, what do you mean? Kesef doesn't allow her to eat truma. That's a din d'rabbanan. If Amar Ula says it, Dvar Torah, Arusa Bas Yisrael, Lachas B'Truma. Really, a woman who's an Erisin, who's had Kiddushin with a Kohen, can eat Truma. Shinamar V'Kohen Ki'ikne Nefesh Kenin Kaspo. V'Ai Kenin Kaspo. The Pasuk says, anybody that the Kohen acquires, really talking about an Eved Kanani, but also any acquisition, a monetary acquisition, in the barest sense of the word, in the barest sense, right? A marriage is a monetary transaction, right? There's a giving of money there. She is acquired by money, even though obviously she's not an Eved. That's not at all what the Torah's view is. But okay, but either way, since the transaction is monetarily, she should be able to eat Truma, just like in every Kanani. Why can't a woman who has just had the first stage of marriage eat truma? Well, as we pointed out, not in this mesachta, but we pointed out before that back in the day, kiddushin, or maybe we didn't mention at the beginning on the first pay, I don't remember. It used to be that Jewish marriage was done over a long period of time. Right, nowadays we do the kiddushin and the nisuin, the first two stages of marriage. All that is done on the day of the wedding. Back in the day, they used to do the kiddushin months, if not a year in advance, right, again, the beginning of Maseches Ksuvos, right, talking about when the day for the wedding had arrived, i.e. they had done Kiddushin earlier, and then the day for the wedding had, and, you know, came, and then he missed it, he hasn't had a chance, he has to support her, okay, right, the beginning of that Ksuvos. So they used to do it very far apart. So what's going to happen? She's still in her father's house, she's engaged to him, quote-unquote, she's done the first stage of marriage, and so she can eat truma, midaraisa, but she may give some of that truma that she eats, right, to her family, who are Yisraelim and are not allowed to eat truma. And that's a very big isser. So that's why we don't allow. But really, midaraisa, she is allowed to eat truma. So you can't learn that kal v'chomer from kesef to chuppah, both of them, right, really. Kesef, both of them, right, in both scenarios, kesef for the kiddushin and chuppah for the nisuin, allow the woman to eat truma. So ela parachachi, really, Rafuna learns from the kal v'chomer like this. Uma kesef she'eno gomer kona, just like you're telling me that kesef does not finish a marriage, but it does start a marriage, it will acquire the woman, right? It will do kiddushin. It doesn't do nisuin, but it does it can do kiddushin. So chuppah shegomer is in a dinsha tikna. But certainly chuppah, which finishes a marriage, which does nisuin, right, should also be able to do kiddushin. So Gemara says malakesef shekein podim bo hekdesh ma'aser sheni. Right, but what do you mean? But kesef is more powerful in a certain sense than chuppah, because you can, as we said before, you can redeem hekdesh and ma'aser sheni. So Gemara says, well, bia tuchich, be able to prove to me. And there's a lot of back and forth again, but just stay with the logic. Bia proves that is not a significant power to, and therefore which enables a person to marry a woman. Right? We said that kesef is perhaps stronger than chuppah, right, because it has the ability to redeem Ma'aser Sheni and Hekdesh. Bia Tochiach, Bia proves that power that Kesef have is not relevant, because Malabia Shekin, because Bia is able to marry a woman, but you're not allowed to use that to redeem Hekdesh and Ma'aser Sheni. So apparently that's not relevant to the discussion. So therefore, and we see that Bia is something that you're able to marry with. And so therefore kesef is something that you're able to marry with, and therefore you should definitely be able to use chuppah, which finishes the marriage. So Gemara says, Mala bia shekin kona biyavama. Well, bia is different, has an extra power, is more powerful in the sense that you can use that to acquire yavama. Well, kesef yochiach, kesef proves that that's not relevant, because you can marry a woman a regular woman through kesef and not a yavama. V'chazar din, and therefore the logic comes back. Lo rizek rizeh, these are not exactly the same, meaning they have extra powers that are outside the realm of the conversation, but the tzadis shava shavahem, but the commonality, the bottom line, the similarity, common denominator between the two is shekonin ba'alma v'konin kan, that you cannot use them to acquire, and you can also, meaning elsewhere, i.e. kesef by hekdesh shemayzer sheni and bia by yavama, and they also acquire by a woman, right? But they're valid methods of acquisition, and they can acquire by kiddushin, by marriage. So too, I'll bring another case of something that can acquire something in a different context, i.e. by nisuin, chuppah works by nisuin. It's also, therefore, should work to acquire someone via kiddushin. So the Gemara says, "Well, mana tzavish behem shekain hanasa maruba." What do you mean? But bia and kesef are different than chuppah because there's an extra hana, there's an extra benefit. Chuppah, what are you doing? You're just standing under the chuppah. Okay, according to the whole machlokas, what nisuin is. But okay, right? Chuppah, you're just standing there. Right? Bia and kesef, obviously, there's an extra benefit involved. Well, then you'll bring in shtar yochiach. Well, shtar will prove that you can marry someone without getting that extra hana. So the Gemara says, and therefore that that apparently that extra detail is not relevant. Mala shtar sheikain moti v'bas Yisrael. Well, one second, but shtar has an extra power, right, that you can divorce someone with it. So Gemara says, kesef u'bia yochichu. Well, kesef and bia will prove that that extra detail is not relevant. V'chazer adin, and then the logic comes back, lo rizek rizeh, right, they're not exactly the same, right, they all have extra powers outside of this realm of marriage, but atzad shavash abahem, but the bottom line, the common denominator between kesef, shtar, and bia, is shekonim v'alma v'konim kan, that they acquire elsewhere, they have an extra ability to acquire, and they also acquire here, right, by marriage. So afani v'chupa, so too, Rava will bring chupa, and point out that chupa can acquire elsewhere, Ravuna, Ravuna will say that chupa can acquire here, right, the konim ba'alma v'konim kan, right, because since it acquires by nisuin, it also should acquire by kiddushin. So, one second, sorry. Okay. But one second, you have a tzad shava between those three, but they work against they can be against their will. Right, again, that the Rashi points out what are the three cases where you can use kesef, shtar, and bia against your will. So we had by bia is by yavama, shtar is by gerushin, and kesef is by ama ivriya, as we said on Amud Aleph. So Gemara says Ravuna kesef mia bi ishus lo ashkechan. You're right. But the money, that detail is not important, right? Because money is not in the realm, right? It's not that the extra detail is not relevant because that money cannot be used in the realm of marriage against her will. So therefore, right? He says that detail is not relevant, and you find that these three things acquire elsewhere, and they also acquire by marriage. So too, he brings chuppah, which acquires elsewhere, should also be able to acquire to do kiddushin, like the other three. So Amar Rava says, "Shtei tshuvas b'davar." Rava says, "Nah, I'll give you two answers to that whole logic back and forth." Chada, first of all, shalosh tanan dalad lo tanan. Our Mishnah says very clearly, there's only three ways to get married, not four. The Ode, secondly, also, right, klum chuppah gomeres el hayadei kiddushin. When do we say that chuppah does an acquisition? When does chuppah acquire? When does it kone? It's only on the back of kiddushin. Right? You can't just do chuppah out of nowhere. It doesn't do anything by itself. It only does it on the piggybacking off of kiddushin. How can you learn that chuppah works without kiddushin from the fact that it works with kiddushin? That doesn't make any sense, right? It's the second stage. You can't get to chuppah without kiddushin. So Abaye. So Abaye answers for Ravuna. Abaye says, "Hadi gamarta gimel tanan dal lo tanan." First of all, fact in the Mishnah quoted three type ways to marry a woman and not four. Tana milsa b'tiksiva behedya katani milsa d'loksiva behedya lo katani. That it's only listing the things that are written beferish in the psukim, right, in the Torah. That's why we had those three drushas. Why we were very clear to figure out the three drushas. I chuppah is not a drasha, it's not written beferish in psukim. Okay, but so the Mishnah didn't list it because it does not based on a pasuk, it's based on this kal v'chomer, this logic that we just went through. In terms of the second point you made, that klum chuppah gomeres elai de kedushin, that chuppah doesn't work right? Unless it's piggybacking off of Kiddushin, well, Rafuna Nami Hachikamer. That's what Rafuna meant, right? Ma Kesef Shenu Gomer Achar Kesef Kona, right? Money doesn't work after Kiddushin either, right? Money doesn't work after Kiddushin, but it does work for Kiddushin. So Chuba Shekomer is Achar Kiddushin. Chuba that does work after Kiddushin, and a Dinja Tekna certainly should be able to work for Kiddushin. Okay. How do you do Kiddushay Kesef, right? Obviously, very halacha l'maisa. How do you marry someone with money? So, Nasan la Kesef, Osha ba Kesef. So, the guy gives the girl, right, money or the value of money, right? We use Shava Kesef, right? We use a ring. V'amar la, and he says to her, Harei amekudeshesli, one of the following phrases. Either you Harei amekudeshesli, Harei amuresesli, Harei lili into. Right, so Harei, that works. Harei zu mekudeshes, those languages are good, right? That formula works. Aval, but, hishnas nav amrahi, right? If she gives the money, and she does the saying, Harei amekudeshesli, Harei amuresesli, Harei lili into. Right, if she does that, so that if it's coming from her, so then ena mekudeshes, that does not work. Maskala, Rav Papa says, one second, time of the nasan huv amrahu. Right, the implication from that brisa is that he does the giving and he does the saying. But hanasa huva amrahi, maybe if he does the giving and she does the saying, ainu mekudeshes, that doesn't work. Right, I mean, it has to be, everything has to be from him. That's the beginning. That's the ratio. That's the first part of that brisa. Ema seifa, but the second part of that brisa implies the opposite. Right, avahishanasna lov amrahi lo havikudushin. Right, when the seifa says that if she does the giving and she does the amira, the saying, right, it's no good. Time with the nasan huv amrahi. That implies that only if she does both of them. Hanasan huv amrahi, if he does the giving and she does the saying, havikudushin. Apparently that implies that it should work. So Gemara says, not really. Don't learn like that. Reisha dafka seifa k'dei nazba. That, yeah, the reisha was being specific, but the second part of that brisa is not being specific. Don't learn that implication from the second part of the brisa. Gemara says, what do you mean? We don't learn that implication. V'tani seifa milsa de sutra la reisha. The implication directly contradicts the reisha. You can't tell me that it's not being exact if the implication isn't a direct contradiction. That's what we just learned. Gemara says, Ella hachikamer. No, so really this is what the brisa means. Nasan huv amarhu pshita dava kiddushin. Right? The Gemara actually is going to bring two possibilities in terms of what the brisa means. The first way to learn is that if he does, the brisa assumes that if he does everything, he does the giving and the saying, obviously that works. Nasan huv amrahi, if he does the giving and she does the saying, so nasan huv amrahi v'lo havikidushin. That's as if she did both and it's no good. That's one way to learn. Iboy seima, another way to learn the brisa, nasan huv amrahu mekudeshes. Obviously, if he does everything, it works. Nasan huv amrahi ina mekudeshes. If she does everything, it obviously does not work. Nasan huv amrahi, if, again, this middle ground, which we have implications this way and that way, if he does the giving and she does the saying, that's sveika, he is a sofik, v'chai shinon midera banan, or choshesh midera banan. What does that mean? So there's a whole discussion, but Rashi, just to read Rashi, Rashi imba acha v'kitcha, that if someone else comes and marries her and gives her kesef kiddushin, she needs to get from both of them. Right? Because maybe the first one did work, and maybe the first one didn't work, right? She needs to get from both of them, right, because at some point, right, she may be married or she may not be married, right, and that would get her out of that situation. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and we'll go back to Anahela Geshas tomorrow, Motzei Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and a good Chodesh. It should be a Chodesh El full of Tshuva, and Tshuva Me'ahava, Tshuva Me'ira, but either one. Mitzvah Shem Shalvi Zocha and Matzliach in our Elul Tshuvas.